Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from what was my devotional reading for the morning. This is Psalm 19, which should be familiar to a lot of you. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the earth. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the ends of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. There's an analogy that people who ascribe to a more universalist view of God, that none of us really have, you know, the full grasp of who God is, and all of us just have a picture. And it's the image of the blind men and the elephant, that God is like the elephant, and the blind men around it are like worshipers, who all are experiencing a different part of the elephant, and none are experiencing the whole. You know, one is holding the trunk and believes that God is like a giant snake. One is holding the ear and claimed that God was like a fan. One was touching the elephant's leg and says that God is like a tree, and that they're all right in their own way, but none are really seeing the full picture. Now, it's been pointed out many times, the problems with this analogy, and one is that it comes from the perspective of someone who sees the whole elephant and says, no, I understand really what God is like, and God is like an elephant, and everybody kind of understands part of it, but I see that it's the whole thing, and they're all sort of right, and that's okay, is the implication. Well, Pastor Kevin DeYoung, I heard giving a talk one time, said, that's all well and good, but what if the elephant can talk? What if the elephant can talk to all of the blind men and say, hey, fellas, I know that you're all getting part of the picture, but the reality is I'm an elephant. What if one of the blind men said, well, thanks for your input, but I really like to think of you as a flamingo, you know, a bird who is pink and stands on one leg and eats shrimp and, you know, is graceful around the water. Now, is that humility, saying we're all kind of right and we need to just be tolerant of other views? Or is that its own kind of pride that says, I refuse to listen to the voice of the one I'm trying to know? Because the reality is God has spoken. God has revealed himself to us. And we can either listen to his voice or we can ignore it to our own eternal detriment. Psalm 19 is the classic psalm, I'm sure many of you are very familiar with it, of how God reveals himself. One way that God reveals himself, we see it here, we see it in Romans 1, we see it throughout Scripture, is through his creation. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. It even says, you know, there is speaking going on. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. That if we look at creation, we cannot deny that there is a creator behind it. To do so is to willfully ignore the evidence in front of us. The speech that says God is powerful, God is creator. But creation only gives us part of the picture. It is insufficient to know God as he is. So God has given us something else by which we may know him. It is his word. It says in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, it says later. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. We see that God's word is effective and it is true in what it communicates. But not only that, it is beautiful, it is desirable, sweeter than honey, it is more valuable than gold. In keeping them, there is great reward. We should desire God's word, not only because it is helpful to us, but because it reveals the character and the beauty and the glory of our God. It is something that we should seek after. And the psalmist responds to God's revelation in the way that we all must, by saying, "Help keep me from sin, God. I want to walk in accordance with your word." It is lived out in relationship. He recognizes his need for God's help in this process. And ending with this very famous verse, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." If God has revealed himself in his creation, and he has, and if he has revealed who we are and what he wants from us as his creatures in his word, and he has, then our response is worship. Our response is to say, "God, help me to live for you with my whole life." So two quick takeaways. One, do we allow our hearts to be awed by the gift of creation? You know, increasingly, all of our eyes are being pulled to these little devices that we keep in our pockets. And I'm guilty of it just like anyone else. Listening to podcasts or music or audiobooks or whatever it is, or watching videos or reading articles. We're missing the beauty of God's creation that is around us all the time. And I'm talking to myself as much as everyone else. Do we allow ourselves to worship because of the beauty of the created world that God has given us? And two, are we giving priority to the Word of God? Do we view it like the psalmist does, that it's sweeter than honey, more valuable than gold? And if not, it might be that we are giving ourselves to lesser pleasures, to lesser gods, created things that are around us calling for our attention. So help us to pray this prayer. Maybe this is a verse we need to memorize. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." God, we thank you that you have spoken. You have revealed yourself to us in your creation and in your word. Help us to avail ourselves of these good gifts that you have given us, God, that you may be glorified and worshiped as you deserve, and that we may be blessed, encouraged, and called closer to you, the creator behind the creation. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.